Well, spreading out across the country, in parts of the country, the fall colors have been beautiful this year. But the change of the leaves doesn't do much for many people with color blindness. In Tennessee, the state's tourism department has been installing special viewfinders to give them a glimpse of the seasonal colors. Blake Farmer of Here and Now contributor WPLN in Nashville reports.
For most guys with color blindness, and it is predominantly men, the world appears in various shades of dull green. But with a little technology, voila.
And it's a bunch of colors I haven't seen.
Jordan Whitehead is a 12-year-old from a small town outside Nashville. He has his eyes pressed against the holes of the viewfinder, looking at the hillsides across Radnor Lake. They're showing the first blotches of fall color. He says he didn't realize trees have multiple hues.
Now I'm looking at this one tree, and it's like yellow and orange.
The viewfinders have a special lens in them to keep colors from overlapping in the brain, what causes color blindness in the first place. They're donated by Inchroma, which developed the technology. Glass scientist Don McPherson had been making special glasses for laser surgeons that block out the wavelength of the laser. They also just make colors look more vivid, so he'd sometimes wear them as sunglasses.
So I'm at a Frisbee tournament in Santa Cruz, and my friend, who was colorblind, borrowed my glasses, put them on, and said the famous line, "Dude, comma, I can see the cones."
As in the orange cones that mark the corners of the playing field. Color perception is all about the cones in the eye that take in red, blue, and green. For those who have color deficiency, one of the cones is in the wrong place. These lenses can help the brain separate the difference between red and green.
Now, when that information is sent to the brain, the perception of color registers because all of those mechanisms that have lain dormant your entire life are suddenly activated.
There's a whole genre of reaction videos on social media at this point, capturing the first time someone tries out these glasses to see flowers or a sunset. Tears are often involved.
That's amazing, actually. Wow, that is different. Okay, so this is what everybody else sees.
Donald Tate was one of the first to try out the new viewfinder at Radnor Lake in Nashville, just as the maples started showing some red and orange. Tennessee's tourism department began installing the viewing stations a few years ago at busy lookouts in the Smoky Mountains. The technology doesn't work for everyone with colorblindness, but now Tate knows it helps him. He's been contemplating whether to order some of the glasses, which go for about $300.
I can wear them out when I'm doing my 3-mile walk that I do in the morning. And it's my favorite time of the year, going to the park.
Tate says he's always loved fall, but now he understands a bit more what he's been missing. For Here and Now, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.